brought to you by Penguin.
The Broken House by Horst Kruger. Translated from the German by Sean Whiteside. Read by John Hopkins. Of course, truth must be written in a struggle with untruth. And it cannot be general, elevated, ambiguous. For to be general, elevated, ambiguous, is precisely the nature of untruth. Bertolt Brecht. A Place Like Eichkamp. Berlin is an endless sea of houses in which a stream of aeroplanes is forever drowning. It is a big, grey, stone desert that, without fail, excites me every time I float down towards it. Magdeburg, Dessau, Brandenburg, Potsdam, Zoo. They're building high-speed underground lines and urban motorways. They're developing sophisticated spaghetti junctions and rakish television towers. All of this is the new modern Berlin, the technical merry-go-round of the rotating island city, propelled from within by the brittle, laconic wit of its people, and from without by capital. It is beautiful and radiant, this new Berlin, but it's not until I'm sitting on the suburban railway, now trundling through the west, the train quite empty and East German shabby, that I actually feel at home. This is my Berlin, the roaring, singing trauma of my childhood, my paused tin toy, which still seems to be saying, with its bright and swiftly hammering tone, "You're here, you're really here. It's always been like this, and it will always be so." Berlin is a yellow, polished wooden seat, hard and bare, a dirty, rain-drenched window, a compartment that smells ineffably of German trains. It's a mixture of stale smoke, iron, and the bodies of countless workers coming from Spandau, margarine sandwiches in their bellies, who, once upon a time at 14, went to confirmation and read the Morgenpost every day after that. All of that is Berlin, and so is the dispenser on the drafty platform that delivers peppermints, white and green, wrapped in stiff silver paper. It's the slamming of the electric doors and the shouts at Westkreuz station, "Please stand back." Nobody is surprised by that anymore. Nobody needs to stand back. But the shout is still there, and the man with the signalling disc, and then the sudden shove forward. Berlin is a shabby yellow ticket for 50 pfennigs. Even today you can travel from Spandau into the capital of the German Democratic Republic for 50 pfennigs. I'm sitting on the suburban train on the way to Eichkamp. I know Eichkamp isn't what they would call a hot topic these days. People want to read articles on Berlin. Write us a piece on the wall, or the new Philharmonie, the Kongresshalle, or the Christmas market up there. That kind of thing is always in demand. But Eichkamp? What is it? And what's that supposed to be? It doesn't feature on any list of sites in Berlin. No African politician, and no American who's crossed the ocean to find the Kurfürstendamm delightful and the wall appalling, is ever brought to Eichkamp. Eichkamp is basically nothing. Just a small, insignificant housing estate between Neue Westend and Grunwald, an estate like countless others on the margins of the big city, where the sea of houses gradually dissolves into the leafy countryside. In fact, Eichkamp is only a memory for me. It is the place of my childhood. It was here that I grew up, played marbles and hopscotch and tag in the streets, and went to school and later came back from university to eat and sleep. Eichkamp is simply my home, which, as a stranger, I want to see again after over 20 years. I'm coming back as a citizen of the Federal Republic. Today I've left my job and my car, my own world, over there. I'm returning all by myself, but not because I think it's touching and beautiful for a grown man to pursue the traces of his childhood. It's a repellent yearning in aging men to pore over their childhoods, the obscenity of old men who crouch, hearts thumping in playgrounds, as if some secret Eden might be discovered there. For me, Eichkamp wasn't paradise, and my childhood wasn't a secret dream. Eichkamp was simply my youth under Hitler, and I would like to see it again and understand at last what things were like under Hitler.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?